Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 4. Welcome back. This is Deidre.
And I'm Lisa.
Thanks for hanging in for episode 4. And
apparently we're confused what episode it is.
Apparently.
4 episodes, 4 weeks, I guess.
I mean, I guess, but it is past 9 o'clock, so it is past my bedtime. So you're lucky that I'm even here right now.
Dead silence.
Awkward silence.
And that's how the kind of friend she
crickets,
is.
Crickets, though. Cricket, cricket.
So, we just listened to episode 2 again.
It's a classic.
We were laughing hysterically because we think we're the funniest people alive.
I mean, we are, according to my mom.
Which, obviously, the three of you listening probably assume as well that we're the funniest people alive. But at the end of episode 2, we were like, oh, we didn't talk about Deidre's mom.
So, oh, yeah.
Why don't we talk about Deidre's mom?
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Well, you know, so I was at their house on Wednesday night, as usual, as per Parent Wednesday. And my mom was like, so Deidre, have you made any of those other podcast episodes we could listen to? And I was like, yeah. And then in my head, I was thinking, are they parent appropriate? But now listening back, they really are. So
I mean, I just said shit a couple times.
That's true.
And I think the last one, I may have dropped the F-bomb.
You did. I do recall that.
But otherwise,
what if I just like speed ahead the 10-second speed?
Like, beep, beep, doo, doo, doo. You're like, now we're back.
That must have skipped. I don't know how to work in technology.
I have to keep things PG over here.
That's true for the parents.
Parental
guidance means actually guiding your parents.
Guiding your parents through life.
Exactly.
And technology.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
It's true. This is true.
Which was the thing you wanted to quit saying.
I know. After listening to the last episode, I think I said, this is true, maybe a total of like 5 times in the 10 minutes. So I was like, this needs to stop now.
That is one of your catchphrases.
It is. I don't know why I have like these catchphrases that I have to keep repeating all the time.
Along with my favorite. Sorry. I start laughing, but when she likes to tell somebody that they're right, she goes, "Kr."
Okay, we'll let the professionals handle this. I like to say, I'm like, correct. Like crying a game show and you just won $1 million. I'm just like, correct.
She likes to drag it out longer than necessary, but that's one of your little catches.
I mean,
there's a little Deidre doll. She would say, correct. And this is true. This is true.
This is true. What else would she say? Oh my gosh. This poor doll, like, I don't even know. That's gosh with a W.
Like I pointed out to her when we were listening to the other episode. I'm like, oh, that's gosh, G-A-W-S-H.
Gosh.
And mine is just like, so.
Yeah, that's
know.
What your doll would say. Just be like, so.
So.
And
I don't know.
Randomly drop the F-bombs. I mean, I don't know if you have catchphrases. Do you?
I don't know. I notice when other people do, but
yeah, you
myself.
Do. You're very aware of it.
And then I point it out to other people, and then they get like,
self-conscious?
Yes. And I don't mean to. I'm just like, oh, did you know you do correct? I don't know. Just like people we work with, I point out something. Like one girl, she goes, right? Right. So I have to say something, but it was pointed out to me a few weeks ago how I like to hum. And if I'm just, like, walking into a room and I'm humming, or if I'm helping somebody at work, I, like, hum away. And then sometimes I catch myself. And
you
then
know,
I will tell the customer, I'm like, sorry if I'm humming over here. I've done that a few times, like, helping them out. So I do hum. No, that's what my doll is going to do, and it's going to be the lamest doll in the world.
Correct.
This will be a game show host. Mine will be just a dumb doll buried underneath the other cooler dolls. I don't know.
But I have, you did mention that previously, and you did say that you read an article where it said humming reduces, like, anxiety or
Well, yeah.
So maybe that's just what you're doing. You just, you know, make it everyone chill. At work.
Yeah. Not true.
No, you're trying to make everyone else chill.
At Walmart today, I was humming as well.
Oh, man, you need to hum that whole time you're there.
I contemplate, like, bringing earbuds to, like, listen to music while I shopped at Walmart, which I used to do when my anxiety was so bad, to kind of, like, zone out. But no, I was just humming along, having...
You powered through it.
And yes, with my basket at Walmart, because I told Deidre I refuse to use a cart. I stick it to the man, carry my basket, fill it up to the freaking top, and hold, like, two other things in my other hand just so I don't get a cart and fill it up.
You know what happens to me when I do that, though?
So and I still forgot five things.
It's true. So what happens to me is I have like the whole basket and it's like full of everything that I ever needed in life, which isn't a lot, you know, yeah, but
apparently not if it fills in a basket.
But it weighs so much.
Then you get the imprints on your arm.
I get the imprints on my arm, and then I also like walk with a limp because I'm like weighed down on one side. So I'm like literally
that's why
like,
everybody calls you man. For your cane.
I need the cane.
Hey, Grandma, can I help you?
Get away, you youngins.
Throw a loaf of bread at people.
You know, I can only hope that that is how I will be when I'm older.
Limp it down the aisle because your basket's heavy.
No, not limping down the aisle. I do that already. No, I mean throwing bread at people.
You said you were limping down the aisle when you
get so yes, I do. Because you're so weighed down on one side. So I'm trying to walk in my cute little ankle boots with the ankle boots.
With the really ankle socks.
Yeah, with the really ankle socks. And this basket just weighs you down so much. So I'm just walking with my limp. Walking away.
What?
I don't know if you've ever gone to Walmart.
That's why you're single.
Because I'm walking with a limp at Walmart.
Like, oh, this 20-something, what's going on here? She has a limp, poor thing.
Well, you know what? I'm going like, to solve that problem. I'm going to solve that problem by getting a cart, then. Then
or I won't be limping. Two baskets to even out the weight.
And then I would just be crawling because it would be too much weight.
You could get the little scooters.
That's what I could do. The scooter.
I'm not going to steal your man. Which is also another reference from a Colorado trip.
It's true. I almost feel like you need to post that on Instagram to reference it. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. I like busted a gut this museum, in this classy museum. It was very quiet and classy, and I like died laughing when you put that on there.
Because I'm like, I'm gonna do Snapchats with like funny things under paintings or sculptures like we've seen on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I did this one. And you thought it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
I mean, you think I'm hilarious anyway, but you about died.
I really...
Like I did
that
right
like
now.
That, like, solidified
imagine you
it.
Limp around Walmart.
You're
right, like that
welcome.
Poor young girl. Whole life ahead of her. And she has a limp. She has a dead leg over here. Dragging it behind you.
That's what I feel like sometimes. It's a struggle, honestly. It really is. Maybe I need to do, like, more leg day at the gym or something. Get some, build those muscles. But I do carry all of my groceries in one trip, up three flights of stairs, without a limp, probably. Or I hope so.
Well, and we have 10 seconds left.
Oh, so on that
like
note,
laughing. So
I think we laughed that whole episode.
You guys have a good night.
Yes, good night, and stay tuned for episode